It has interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery Water Works completed repair of a 6-inch water main that broke in the 3000 block of Merrimack Drive just off McGee Road. The break created a large hole in the pavement through debris through a window of a home and a vehicle. The house had water damage. Officials said the pipe had been patched with clay in past years. That is what broke. There was no leak or warning before the main burst. A U.S. district judge says that Doyle Lee Ham's request to not be executed on the grounds that his veins have been damaged in past years by lymphoma and hepatitis and that lethal injection would be very painful, won't play. He's scheduled to be executed Thursday for the 87 murder of motel clerk Patrick Cunningham. And 2018 marks 50 years of Fred Rogers in America. This year, PBS will feature a documentary-length film on Rogers. Plus, there'll be a postage stamp and a feature film featuring Tom Hanks. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Caterers
setting up.
DJ
spinning oldies all night.
Gift
their favorite jazz album signed.
Total party cost
$550. Just send me your half with Zelle.
Oh, Zelle, that's already in my Wells Fargo mobile app. Sending money now.
Great, mom and dad's 25th anniversary is going to be perfect.
Send and receive money from just about anyone with a U.S.-based bank account. Wells Fargo, building better every day. Not available with opportunity checking or opportunity savings accounts. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services LLC, Wells Fargo Bank, and a member FDIC.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Schools across the country have been dealing with threats after last week's attack.
In DeSoto County, Mississippi, two 16-year-old boys are behind bars on charges of cyber stalking following an alleged threat to a high school. Additional security added this week in Hamilton County, Indiana, at Carmel High School. In Akron, Ohio, a student made a social media threat posting, "I hate Florida, part two."
London-based lawyer Alex van der Zwaan has been charged with lying to the special counsel's office about work he did for Ukraine. Van der Zwaan is the son-in-law of a Russian oligarch.
Pharmacy chain Rite Aid is being carved up after Walgreens agreed to buy part of it. Grocery store giant Albertsons, which owns brands like Safeway and Vons, now says it'll take the rest.
Took a few phone calls, but Jeanette Fox in Westchester, Pennsylvania, got her son excused from jury duty. He's 11 years old.
The Trump administration is going to allow the sale of short-term, cheap, and less comprehensive health care plans. The policy are less expensive because they are not subject to the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, like mandating those essential health benefits such as emergency, maternity, or mental health care.
30 states under weather alerts right now.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joe with the producer know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. $50 gift card, yes. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. You cannot go wrong with that. I will be heading there after the show. Also, first-time callers can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. All you have to do is tell Joey, say, I want to get in, and give Joey your month and day of birth. Let's go to the phone. Soldier Boy has been patient with me. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Man, I get an A for patience.
You do get an A for patience.
I know. I learned to stop drinking fine Kentucky bourbon and sipping it on my day off and listening to your show, and I remember when the damn hard breaks are coming. Kind of forget about them, you know, just a slip.
There you go.
Hey, three things I want to bring up. First thing is the hypocrisy. That's the word of the day. That's the password. I saw the other day a mob of people, the left was screaming and hollering, support abortion, which is killing babies, unborn babies. And then they turn around with their signs, get rid of the assault weapons and the guns so we can save our children. Do they know what damn side they're on?
Yeah, really, exactly. I noticed that myself.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Number two would be, what is this? ABC's got this exclusive interview. Was that with the adoptive parents or the parents that were born to the killer?
Those were the parents that were the family that was taking care of the killer and invited him in this house.
Okay, here's my question. They had, in order to get an exclusivity, there was some money made, right?
We don't know if they paid for it or not.
Oh, I believe that, because I wouldn't give you exclusive. I'd be hitting the whole circuit. There's money to be made, and they're making money off a tragedy, which is pretty sad. Don't you agree?
Well, we don't know that they're being paid.
Okay, well, I didn't believe that about Cam Newton's parents, too, but, you know, hey, the jury. Sorry, Joey.
Oh, it's true.
That stigma will always be there.
No, if it's true, it's true. He's still damn good.
he's a great player.
Yeah.
He just hit his money be even better.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, his dad's money.
How dare somebody get compensated?
How dare they? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nick Saban would agree with you on that.
Yeah, exactly.
All those college kids should get a little stipend, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're making billions and billions off these kids.
Let's stay on topic here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I did blame it on the maker's mark.
Okay.
I'm going to play the blame game. I'm going to play the blame card. Yeah, but I just wanted to bring that up. And there was another thing, too, but I can't remember because I've been drinking three or four of these. that's sad, Dan.
That is sad.
Yeah, but I'm feeling good. I'm not letting anybody bother me.
What are you doing off on a Wednesday?
Well, I get one day off a week. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Amendment was that? What's that amendment that freed slaves? Was it the 19th? 18th?
Most people work during Monday through Friday. Go ahead. You're digressing too much.
No, I only get one day off a week, Dan.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, six 10-hour shifts, man. And it's rough at my age, and you know how it is. Cause I'm not too far behind you in the mirror.
Okay.
So I know how that is.
Okay.
All right, guys. I appreciate the time.
Cheers.
I'm going to go back to sipping some more bourbon.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Let me go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome. This diagram. Hey, Cooper, how are you?
I'm doing good. Dan, do you have Netflix?
I do.
Have you watched Wormwood?
Wormwood?
Yes.
Mm.
It's a Netflix original. I can't remember how many episodes. It's only like one season, I think, or just, you know, one show, and there may be 6, 7, or 8 different episodes.
Okay.
It's, and I'm assuming it's a true story. It's just kind of a docudrama. And it's about this guy named Frank Olson, who was a scientist working for the CIA, developing germ warfare, biological weapons, and defenses against biological weapons, things like that. And he's the guy that they, unbeknownst to him, gave him LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And he jumped out of the window of a hotel in New York and he either jumped out or his family believes was thrown out.
Right.
If you ought to watch that. It's very good. And the reason I think you ought to watch it, you really come away with a and you may know, you probably know a lot more about this than I do. People like William Colby, Ashcroft, some of the others, you really are scratching your head. You know, these people are put up in front of us, like Mueller, Comey, all of them, as being just the finest people in the world.
Boy Scouts.
Yes. Well, so was William Colby. He's the head of the CIA. He drowned when he was out for a canoe ride in a lake. Now, just watch it. It's very interesting. I think you'll enjoy it. You realize these people really are capable of having people killed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Assassinated.
Yeah.
And you just wonder how much of it goes on that we don't know about. You never in your life would have thought William Colby would have done anything like this or had anything to do with anything like this. Just like now, we're supposed to think that some of these heads of the FBI and the CIA would never do anything like that. They wouldn't even spit on the sidewalk. Anyway, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm reading about it right now. So what do you think William Colby did?
Well, if you watch this, you just have to watch and see. Well, you get the impression that he may have, and I'm saying may have, possibly, signed off on them assassinating this guy. They decided the guy was a liability. He knew too much about what they had been doing, and they were afraid they couldn't control it. That's what you get. You know, that's alleged by his son, who gives a very convincing argument.
Okay.
Some of the things they did with this guy are not logical.
Give me an example.
They took him, after he had, they all met out in the woods at some lodge. That's when they first gave him the LSD and a drink. You know, they just wanted to see, the CIA was trying to find out if LSD could be used as a truth serum.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave it to these scientists, and then they observed their several of them they gave it to,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of observed their reactions. Well, he apparently had a pretty bad reaction.
Right.
And so he went to his boss. I don't want to tell you the whole story, but he went to his boss and said, hey, you need to fire me. I'm not up to handling this. And as I say, he had been working on germ warfare and biological warfare type weapons. So he tells his boss, he was an army or Air Force colonel, you need to fire me, you know, let me go, I want out. In other words, I can't do this anymore. And they said, well, we're gonna take you into Washington to meet with this psychiatrist, talk to him. They do that. And they start to take him back home. They get back home. They turn around and take him to New York, where they meet with the psychiatrist again. And they meet. They take him to meet a musician, a magician, which is kind of crazy. And you think, what's the magician going to do? Maybe hypnotize him or something? Anyway, that night, the guy jumps out of the 13th floor hotel room.
Right, I'm reading about it. Okay, but everything that you said of the magician and all that, oh, that's conjecture of this.
No, that's fact.
That is fact?
Yeah, that's fact. That part, I mean, all the only part that is conjecture is whether some guys showed up and threw him out the window or whether he jumped out. That's the only part that's in. Everything else is document.
I'm not getting that out of what I'm reading, but I will try
well, to... Well, that's the impression I got from watching. It was
This is like a Stone film or something. It's kind of what I'm getting from this. It's somebody is taking something that happened, and they're kind of building a case of what they really think happened.
Well, that's partially true. The son can't prove, nobody can prove what happened in that room that night, because there was a guy in there with a roommate, another scientist. He's dead now. That's part of the problem. Everybody's dead.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah. But I don't know. The thing that struck me is some of these people that we are held up to us as being sterling characters, they're capable of some pretty bad things.
Yeah, when you're talking about sterling characters, you're talking about directors of things. That's one thing. But when you're talking about the people who can carry out stuff like that, they're more than capable of doing that. If you're in Washington, D.C., one place I strongly suggest you go to is the Spy Museum. Mm-hmm. You will learn a lot, and it will open your eyes.
Well, I'm sure it would, but, you know, you want to think that your government doesn't do that, but I guess what really struck me about it also, about seeing this in relation to, like, what's going on now with this crazy indictment.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, have we never heard of Voice of America? We've been beaming stuff into Russia for 70 years.
Not only Russia, we've been Cuba. We've been all over the place.
Exactly. So,
they're doing embedded information all over the place. I mean, you know, I was just nibbling around the edges, but see, during my day, CIA had their own airlines, and it was called, what was it called?
Southern Air Transport.
No, this was before that. It was called Green something.
Evergreen,
that was it.
Yeah. Evergreen Airways, yeah.
And I remember us being in Honduras and Guatemala, and in Honduras was during the where they were, you know, were having some real issues there. And an Evergreen pulled in, landed, and all of a sudden we're sitting there in a military aircraft for the White House, and the doors open to this hangar, and the plane taxis in, and the doors close behind, and Evergreen on there. And I knew what Evergreen was because you just kind of know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget.
It was generally public knowledge.
I went, this was in the 1980s. Now, this is, and it was Air America, then went to Evergreen. And
Air America, that's what it was, yeah.
Air America was the first one. That was during the
Vietnam.
Evergreen came in the 70s and ended in the 80s. But I remember opening a hangar door, and not the big door, that, you know, the little side door you go into next to the big door. And I walk in there, and they're like Nighthawks and, you know, Black Hawk helicopters and Apaches and this kind of stuff. And this guy comes running up to me, and he goes, get out of here. And I'm showing him my White House credential. He goes, I don't care. And so I go, okay, guess this won't be a holding room here.
One thing I'll let you go real quick. It kind of tickles me. In my opinion, Putin is the one that got gypped on this deal. I mean, he gave, even if it was $1 or $2 million, $3 million, whatever, a couple of million dollars to these fellow Russians to play these silly Keystone Cops games when there was millions and millions of Americans doing it for free.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole concept that this wasn't happening because of Southern Poverty Law Center putting out their stuff, or, you know, Conservatives for America putting out their stuff. Everybody was doing it, and the Russians weren't really that good at it. They'd say, well, they were doing it, but it was very small ad buy, and what they were really doing is the personnel that was getting on Facebook, getting on Twitter, and saying things that try to get people riled up.
I'm waiting for them to find the one person who will admit he changed his vote from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump because of something he saw on Facebook.
Well, or that something he saw on Facebook that Russia did versus anything else.
Well, when, you know, they close with comrade, that's a tip-off.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, we hear it on the show a lot. Somebody will say, I saw this, and my first question is, where did you see it? And if they can't give me a citation for it, then if it's just off the internet, it's not believable. And hopefully the audience has learned that. Don't, you know, even if it's Gateway Pundit, don't take something the Gateway Pundit says as a fact. They're wrong an awful lot of times.
Yeah, well, you know, after a while you learn, you can see it. You can tell just by the look of it, you can tell this is bull.
Yeah. Exactly.
But like I say, there's nothing I think the Russians could have said that would have convinced the Hillary voter to vote for Trump.
I'm ditto on that, buddy.
Hey, good talking to you. Hey, check out Wormwood.
I got to just pull it up. I'm going to make a note to myself. Cooper, thanks for the telephone call. The Ed Morris Show. We'll be back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first-home homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-home homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-home homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now. Like $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive 27 highway miles per gallon. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month. EPA estimated MPG with 3-liter EcoDiesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission 4x2 model. Actual mileage may vary. Total values include combined cash allowance at $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 2/28.
We're Montgomery, Alabama, the place where the bus boycott gave birth to the civil rights movement. Did you know we are also a high-tech hub for education, on the cutting edge of the nation's cyber defense, and home to one of the few internet exchanges in the Southeast? Great shopping, fine dining, a symphony orchestra, one of the largest Shakespearean theaters in the world, and 90 city parks. The capital of dreams. Proud of our past, poised for the future.
Visit DreamMontgomery.com today.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paperback Writers.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are.
Based on an offer by a man named Mayor, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer.
wants to be is a paperback writer.
Oh, yes.
When you grow up. Let's see the clips here, see what direction we're going to go here, big guy. Let's go. This is Terry Sanders of NBC News and on the Today Show. Terry's from the area where the shooting happened.
It's estimated by police there may be upwards of 1,000 students outside here at the Capitol. But the 100 students who traveled here from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School will not attend the rally. The state representative who invited them here says that this is an open rally, and she fears that there will be gun advocates who come here. It's only been 7 days since the rampage on their campus, and she fears that having those two sides possibly confronting would come at a time when those student survivors are still emotionally vulnerable. Overnight, a warm welcome for the survivors of the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Students on a mission, bringing their anger, grief, and a tough gun control message to Florida's capital.
We're sick and tired of politicians just sitting back and saying that this was inevitable. Now we need to implement the legislation and we need to carry forward change.
But they're learning that won't be easy. Tuesday, the Florida legislature voted not to take up a bill banning assault weapons, a crushing blow to students who were there. Some are urging them not to attend today's rally, where grieving students might be confronted by pro-gun rights advocates.
We all have to be mindful that these kids are very fresh from a terribly traumatic event.
Sam Fuentes survived the rampage, barely. Shot in the thigh, shrapnel also lodged behind her eye.
If it was any farther back, I'd be brain dead.
Two of her classmates died. She now feels guilty she didn't care more about other mass shootings.
I don't know how Columbine wasn't enough. I don't know how Sandy Hook was not enough. I don't know how the Las Vegas shooting was not enough. I don't know how the Pulse nightclub was not enough. I don't know how any of it was not enough. But now it is.
And it seems we kind of go through these waves, and I'll have to say that the way I look at this, that the progressive liberal wing kind of, they see this, and it's kind of like they go into the, let's see what we can push, you know, during this tragedy. And they take a tragedy and they start moving it towards legislation, and you never want government to move fast. You never want that to happen. Government is built so it will move slowly. It's built to have a lot of friction so the ball doesn't go too fast down the alley here. And what they're trying to do is, so everybody will kind of use this, well, we need to look into this. No, we don't. We need to do something about it. Be very cautious when that happens. That's when you start getting internment camps type thing. That you've got to go do something about it. You got to do something about it right now. That's where you run into a problem. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASC Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASC Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASC is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
The Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama presents Boss of the Toss, February 23rd, 6:30 p.m. at the Crampton Bowl Multiplex. Join the Cancer Wellness Foundation for an evening of food, music, and prizes. For complete information, visit cancerwellnessfoundation.org. Prove that you're the Boss of the Toss. Cornhole Tournament and help cancer patients in and around the River Region. February 23rd, 6:30 at the Crampton Bowl Multiplex. Giving help, giving hope. Visit cancerwellnessfoundation.org.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Survivors of last week's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, are speaking at the state capitol in Tallahassee today, demanding that something be done to stop this from happening again. Delaney Tarr says they've had enough thoughts and prayers.
To every lawmaker out there, no longer can you take money from the NRA. No longer can you fly under the radar doing whatever it is that you want to do, because we are coming after you. We are coming after every single one of you and demanding that you take action, demanding that you make a change.
President Trump meets with students, parents, and teachers at the White House about school shootings this afternoon. Every living president has put out a statement today to remark on the passing of Billy Graham.
Jesus said there are two roads. There's the broad road that leads to destruction and judgment, and there's the other road that leads to heaven.
Reverend Graham died this morning, 99 years old, at his home in North Carolina. He'll be buried next to his wife at the Billy Graham Museum and Library. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are back to record-breaking territory again today and for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the lower 80s. That should easily break the record of 80. A sun-cloud mix again with spotty showers possible, and then mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature 66. Tomorrow, rain chances under 20%. High around 83. That'll easily break tomorrow's record. Low 80s again on Friday, near the record. Then scattered showers Saturday, and showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Saturday night into Sunday. With severe weather season approaching, time to get our free weather app on your phone or tablet. It has interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
But Terry Sanders is Kerry Sanders, sorry. Let's go to the second part of the story, and then we'll kind of get into some deeper things here.
This most recent shooting sparking a nationwide movement, even among some gun owners, to get rid of assault weapons. As planning gets underway for next month's gun control march in Washington, celebrities are now lending their support. George and Amal Clooney say they'll be there, writing in a statement, "They are so inspired by the courage and eloquence of these young men and women. We're donating $500,000 to help pay for this groundbreaking event." Oprah tweeting, she'll match the donation. "These inspiring young people remind me of the Freedom Riders of the 60s, who also said, we've had enough." But there's no letting up in the grief. Funerals for Carmen Sentrup. She would have been 17 today.
14-year-old Gina Montalto, a member of the marching band, and 15-year-old Peter Wang. His parents say he dreamed of attending West Point. The military academy now admitting him posthumously, a rare honor. Despite everything she's been through, Sam Fuentes is optimistic.
This doesn't have to be a reoccurring thing. We can put an end to it.
The Marjory Stoneman Douglas students who are here now have been handed an agenda which will include meeting all day with lawmakers inside. Their day will end with a two-hour meeting with Republican Florida Governor Rick Scott. He has long been a gun rights advocate and has received a A-plus rating from the NRA.
Well, the comparison to the Freedom Riders, George Clooney giving $500,000, Oprah giving $500,000 to this group of people. And you know, they're talking about how articulate they are. And again, this is, as somebody who has done advanced work, this is so orchestrated. And it's way too smooth. And the way they do it, and particularly if you're not with us, you're against us. And pitting children against adults that are there, and they're trying to cash in on the children factor and use that as the mechanism for this. The press is beside themselves on this, and they're orgasmic over this whole thing. Now, is there anybody out there who thinks that banning AR-15s is going to resolve and accomplish something? Because if you do, I'd love to have a discussion with you. Let's go to Pratt Vegas. Pratt Vegas, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Okay, got a question.
Sure.
There was I saw somewhere on Book of Faces about one of the students of David Hogg. And then there were other reports saying he was a paid crisis actor.
We played a tape of him talking to Anderson Cooper where he denies that that was the case, and it seems he was a for real legitimate student there.
Okay.
And this is where people have got to be careful. They need to, particularly when it gets down to these kids, nobody needs to make a false accusation. They need to know exactly what they're talking about if they're going to say something about these kids.
Right. I saw the articles, the comments, and then I dig a little bit. The only thing I see is where some online news organization claims he's this or that or the other, so it's really doubtful in my eyes that he is a paid crisis actor.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
Right, he has denied that, and nobody's offered any proof of it, but again, what you don't, it's kind of like in the words of Watergate, you don't want to shoot and miss and then they start feeling sorry for you type thing. So you got to be careful that any accusations have to be substantiated.
But, you know, you said before, you know, Democrats never leave a opportunity to jump on and attack something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they move in lightning speed when it comes down to this kind of stuff. I mean, and this thing, when I watched the Sunday shows and watched how orchestrated it was, they clearly had somebody who understood television and understood communications that was doing that. And,
right.
And the way that
they were right on it.
The way that they were talking. And it was funny. Every one of them used the same lines that they did on the other shows. So you know, person, kid A said on today's show is exactly what he said on George Stephanopoulos' show or Face the Nation or even Chris Wallace.
Right. Make sure everybody's well rehearsed to get those lines out.
Yeah, and they didn't cross speak against each other. Everybody stayed in their lane type thing. I mean, that's an orchestration there.
And I hope people realize that.
I hope so, too. I hope somebody gets to the bottom of it. I mean, if I were, you know, a group of Republican conservatives, I would try to figure out who's managing this. Where is this coming from? Because you need to get to not the kids. You need to get to the people that are telling the kids what to do.
Right. And then you have to worry that you're going to be branded some sort of monster for not following that knee-jerk reaction.
Well, you can state the case. You cannot take someone's rights away without due process. And they're saying, you know, the kid said, I want everybody to have a gun that's mentally competent. And I was going to say, well, you know, let's talk this through. How long, you know, at what point do you take their gun away? What point do you not give them a gun? Who is the person who makes a decision? Is that a court of law? Because to take away a constitutional right, it has to be a court decision.
Right.
It can't be a three-judge panel.
All right.
Thanks, Brad Vegas.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
Keep doing a good job.
I appreciate you. Thanks for calling. Mr. Bill, welcome aboard.
Hello. Dan, I'd like to agree with you that banning AR-15s is certainly not the answer. And one of the arguments I make to that point is that if we were to magically somehow make all AR-15s disappear and the next shooter used, let's just say, a shotgun, the anti-gunners would come out and say, well, heck, you know, the AR-15s was the problem, now it's the shotguns. And they would, and that would be a repeating scenario until all guns were gone, which is, of course, what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, anybody that you have a conversation with about this subject is, for example, are you going to go take up all the AR-15s that are already out in this country? Because there are approximately 1.3 million assault rifles out there. 1.3 million. So what do? Do you go gather up weapons?
Yeah, well, certainly, like I say, it's not realistic for them to even think that if they were to try to get everybody to turn their weapon in, that people would turn their weapon
in. No, I can tell you right now, Dick Brubaker is not going to turn his weapon in.
Oh, me either. Another point you made is the Freedom Rider comment. Of course, the Freedom Riders were trying to get their rights. The anti-gunners are trying to take the rights away.
Bingo. Exactly right. Exactly
that
right.
That's a big difference right there. But, of course, that's not the talking point they want to make. And like I say, the whole thing is really could be fixed tomorrow. I certainly agree that a lot of people that are teachers in schools, especially in some of the wacko states, don't want the responsibility of having a gun to protect their kids. But in most of the states, I can't help but believe there are several people that are teachers, coaches, athletic directors, that kind of thing, that would be more than happy to carry a gun to protect their kids.
Yeah, and, well, there's a piece of legislation that's out right now that they're talking about in the state of Alabama that teacher can carry a gun on campus concealed after they have 40 hours of training from a qualified police academy. Now, 40 hours of gun training is a lot. That's a whole lot.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like I say, that's my point is that, you know, the argument the anti-gunners make is that, oh, it would cost millions and whatever dollars to put an armed security into a school. But again, only the armed security, being police or military or whatever, would be the last resort if there were no other people in that particular school that wanted the responsibility and felt safe taking on the responsibility of being armed to repel armed intruders.
Well, how about this? You know how you give a school a report card on how the kids are doing grade-wise?
Yes.
What would you think about a report card of how secure the school is?
Oh, that would be great. Of course, we all know schools are totally insecure.
And if you score a D or an F on it, the student can transfer to another school.
Yeah, that would be great. I believe that most schools would probably score the D or F as far as security goes, because I don't think most of them do walk kids through metal detectors or do have any kind of security. Now, I know here in Montgomery, for many, many years, we've had police in the schools here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not so much to be a security as to be there just to watch over things. And I would think that a lot of other cities and states have a similar setup. So anyhow, I think that they could fix this whole mess tomorrow if they would just allow people, whomever wants to be trained for it, to be armed in the schools. The whole thing could be be fixed tomorrow.
Well, you're certainly going to have a deterrent. That's what they do in Israel. And a gunman is picking a soft target because he has a gun and they don't. But look at some of the biggest killings. You have Columbine and you have the Parkland. Both of them had security police there in the building. The problem was it was too big.
Sure.
I mean, it was yeah. over in 3 minutes. He was out of there in six.
Yeah. And that will be a problem, like I say, unless there's multiple armed people in the schools. Because, you know, you can do a lot of shooting in 1 minute, much less 5 or 10 minutes, which would be probably the normal response time for mm-hmm. any kind of response for an armed policeman to get to a school, enter the school, and then confront the bad guy. So there's a lot of shooting could go on with any kind of non-on-scene security, and even a appreciable amount with on-site security.
Well, and if you don't know who has the pistol and you're doing roulette, then that's your advantage to the school. And that's where when somebody's coming in who's going to have a gas mask and smoke bombs, who's obviously premeditated this, one of the things he's going to premeditate is where's the police officer or who's got a gun. Nobody's got a gun, or I know that the police officer's somewhere off in a room somewhere, you know, and probably I just need to shoot and get the hell out of there. I mean, the kid knew what he was doing. He pulled the fire alarm so it opened the door so he could get out and run with the kids. Then he sure. goes over to Walmart and gets a drink and goes to, what, McDonald's? And then they find him on a corner.
That's pretty sick, isn't it?
It really is.
To McDonald's after killing all those poor kids. But that's what crazy is. On the other hand, it can't be too crazy to premeditate and pull off something like that.
Well, that's a psychopath. I mean, look at the Las Vegas shooter. I mean, that was planned. The Colorado theater shooter. That was planned. I mean, completely planned. So, yeah. Columbine, completely planned.
No doubt about it. Yeah, so like I say, they can't get these kids off or people, whomever it is, with an insanity plea, because obviously they were sane enough to plan a pretty sophisticated attack.
Well, you can be a psychopath and plan. So if you look at the Columbine shooting, and it will kind of scare you, but you look at some of the writing. I mean, these kids went in and diagrammed the room that the dining hall and the way the halls went off of it, and they actually tactically figured out how to create a crossfire in there. How about that?
That's
pretty. They literally created. You know, you stand over here by this entrance into the cafeteria, and you stand over here so you have the crossfire, and then you can stop anybody who's coming down the hall.
Yeah, that's very good planning. It does sound very much like it could be planned by somebody other than kids.
Well, you can have some pretty deviant mind as children. Not that I would know anything about that. Thanks, Mr.
Well,
Bell.
You
have a great day.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. You have a great day. News Talk 93.1. Don't forget, first-time callers. Be right back. Don't let me down.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brubaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brubaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80, big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The tax man's taken all my time.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Gene. Gene, how are you today?
I'm just fine. And you know what? They have questioned any of the pupils in that school that knew that man, the killer.
I think some of the kids knew him, and they have interviewed one person I saw that said, if there's anybody that we thought would shoot up the school, it would be this guy.
Well, how did he come up with that $100,000?
He's inherited from his mother.
That just seems impossible. I mean, I can't understand that.
Yeah, it, well, I mean, it's not impossible for somebody to have $800,000, but, which explains a lot of things of how he was able to pay for things.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I just wanted to know, had they interviewed any of the students there that knew him and knew what he was thinking about doing?
Yeah, I haven't heard that. Like I said, one kid said, if there's anybody that could, that was going to shoot up the school, he would have been my first choice.
Oh, God.
I know.
All right.
That breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. All right, Dan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day. Let's move to Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me?
I can. Hey, every time I turn around, it seems like the answer is going to be more money and security, and it makes sense. I think the logical solution would be to start taxing Hollywood, start taxing any album, any music, any movie that glorifies violence, tax it heavy, and then start taxing the illegals and say, yep, we'll let you on, we'll let the dreamers in, but they're going to start paying money to pay for the wall, pay for walls around schools, pay for security at the school, and unfortunately, I think they may have to put a $10 tax on every semi-automatic weapon, $10 for every semi-automatic weapon on top of a huge Hollywood tax. And let them pay for it. They're the ones that are propagating this behavior anyway.
Man, you went tax nuts on us here.
Well, the money's got to come from somewhere. And it, obviously we can't solve the problem with behavior because America's too evil now.
Can I ask you to do something for me? Would you turn your blinker off?
Oh, yeah, there you go. But
thank
I'm in
you.
Traffic. I got to have that on. I got to let everybody know where I'm going.
Ah. Well, it's
good.
Anyway,
keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate it. You have a great day. Drive safe. I'm not sure if taxing is the answer. Tax discipline, as they call it. Get somebody to stop doing something, tax them. Unless they're addicted to it. $10 a firearm? I wonder if that's $10 a firearm when you buy it or $10 a firearm when you have it. personal property tax? $10?
I don't know, and I've consumed a lot of movies and media, TV shows, albums from decades past and this year, and never have they inspired me or even given me a hankering to go shoot people. Politics, maybe. That's a joke, folks.
Well, if you do look at the Columbine shooting, the long jacket that they were wearing was what they were wearing in Matrix.
Right. I mean, I'm not denying that.
I'm not denying the
Somebody
arbitrary. Didn't. Somebody, yeah. Somebody gets inspired by it, but it doesn't get them to go do it. I mean, you try to replicate because it gives you some kind of strength out of it. It's not it gives you the message to go do it now. But the mental health aspect, particularly when the guy is saying, "I hear demons in my head," you know, you got a problem. Let me go to Red Top and get him in before the top of the hour. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, man, don't you guys think that organized and government and all this kind of education is close to being obsolete?
You're talking about government schools?
Yes, and just schools in classrooms. It would seem that online education, it would seem to me that it's going to blast forward and take hold because that's obviously safe. So many people learn online now. Whenever I did my second real estate, you know, continuing it, I did it online, made a better grade than I did when I sat in the classroom. So it would seem, and all the online colleges, too, it would seem that organized education is going to become obsolete to me. Do you get that feeling at all?
No, I don't, for a lot of different reasons. You got too much money that the government's collecting that they got to show that they need to collect it, and so they're going to keep the education, you know,
industry
little thing out there.
Yeah, because it's an industry, just like the election industry and the police industry, almost totally supported by the government.
I mean, you look at how much education is in our government. You know, you're talking about $6 billion in education compared to $1.8 billion for everything else.
Yeah,
and look at the quality of education you have.
Well. It's diminishing.
Oh, quality of education in Alabama diminishing?
Going down.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah, bad. So the whole concept is outdated. But in light of what you said, that it is an industry, they're not going to let it go away. They have too many people employed doing it.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is until the public just goes up in arms that what you have been doing has been hurting people instead of helping people, then you're going to start seeing some changes. And it's going to be distant learning, and it's going to be smaller schools, and it's going to be homeschooling. I mean, we just need to think about education very differently than government schools. Red Top, I've got to go. I'm going to be back. After our top of the hour break, Brubaker Motors, sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show, the Stinger. I'm going to go out and look at that. I read about that car. That is amazing. 2017's 100 to be sold by February the 28th. That's 7 days from now. You better get out there and check them out.
The Dan Morris Show.